You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, brought to you by themortgagewarrior.com. Use home equity to reduce stress today. Call Steve at themortgagewarrior.com. It could save you thousands.
It's time to get brutally honest.
So when Marner passes that,
I never okay, said so that. The, so the
I
one
never
year
said that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did.
Yes, you did.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Look at this guy.
I don't know what else to say.
I was just shaving.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
All right, I want you guys to start off the show to put your thinking caps on, okay? You ready?
About the poll you threw
no.
up?
No. No.
Okay.
I want to see if you guys have half a brain. On Saturday mid-morning,
yes,
my daughter said to me, it was one of those moments where I kind of like realized I was an adult. She said, "Dad, can you help me with my math homework?"
What grade is she in?
I don't know, two.
Okay, so she's in grade two.
Okay, so she called me over, and this was the question for the kids. You have to make the sum 75 cents. You got to make it 75 cents. And you can use 6 coins only. What do you do? I was like, I told her, I looked at it for half an hour. My brain started swelling. And I said, tell the teacher it's a trick question.
6 coins?
Yeah.
5 dimes and a quarter.
Yeah. There you go. Like, what the hell is going like?
Like,
that?
Are you serious right now? I love how you're quizzing us on if we have half a brain.
Don't join in like
I
you knew.
I swear to God, I
no.
was just about
I
to say
to call
that.
My dad.
I swear to God, I was just about to
that
say
is
that.
That is so embarrassing.
Because 75, there's a quarter right away, and I'm like, okay, 5
right
times 10 is 10.
I know, and then I got rattled. What else? And I'm like, no.
You're the kind of guy that would be like, wait a minute, Canada got rid of the pennies, so we can't use that. Like, you'd overthink it right
yeah,
off the
you
hop.
Are, you are trying
I had to
think
call my first thinking was, you tell your teacher, that's it, right? Down on the space trick question, very funny.
And you know what she'd do? She'd send your daughter to the principal's office.
Millennial.
You got that pretty quick, though.
You're raising a millennial. So you had to go to a lifeline. You had to call in an expert
for a grade 2 math. Like, yeah. She's like, I don't want you to tell my answer, or tell me the answer, but can you help me figure it out?
And you're like, I'll sort it out.
I can't.
Why wouldn't you go to Google for something like that? Like, homework today must be so easy.
It is. You probably just go to Google for everything.
Everything. Plagiarize everything.
You Google it right now. 6 coins to make 75
okay,
cents.
6 coins.
I just gave you what the answer was.
I understand that, but if I Googled
75,
it.
75. Hold on.
All right. It's not really that important. Because
I just
that was
found
Saturday
it tough.
Morning.
Using only quarters, dimes, and nickels. Like this
no, it doesn't give it to you.
It doesn't matter.
How did you know that was coming? You got it within 2 seconds.
Because it was very simple. You take a quarter away. I'm like, you got it with 75 cents, there's a nickel. So you're like, throw a quarter in there, and then 5 times 10 is 10, 5 dimes.
I'm feeling pretty good about answering that, I got to be honest.
You were on fire. But
I feel like someone told you that I was coming with that. It was just too quick.
I had no idea that was coming. But
anywho. Let's get to some hardcore hockey talk.
Well, are we got miserable Monday here? We're not going to be miserable Monday.
No, I'm miserable Monday.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely miserable Monday. I'll tell you why I'm miserable Monday.
Okay, let's bring it in.
Because I don't believe for a second Freddie Anderson's day-to-day. Because I have evidence that he's not day-to-day.
Mitch Marner was day-to-day, too.
This is what Mike Babcock said when he was asked about Mitch Marner. So when Babcock today, who should try to be positive. Listen, the Leafs are still in a playoff spot.
Exactly.
Right? They lost on Saturday. They didn't play well. They're going to lose games. They have 8 more. Guess what? They're going to lose at least 2 or 3 more. So you have to prepare for it. It's going to happen. They weren't going to finish the season 16-1-1
right.
and catch the Sens and catch the Habs and like run away with the division. Not going to happen. Still will continue to be an issue going forward, how they bounce back.
Right.
They have bounced back all year, and I expect them to have a much better effort tomorrow night. I think they'll win tomorrow night.
Right.
But miserable Monday when it comes to the diagnosis of Freddie Anderson.
Okay.
Because when this team says day-to-day,
it means
this is what they actually mean. And this is out of the mouth of Mike Babcock himself.
Day-to-day. So what does that usually mean? 10 days. So I just, you know, that's why they have these doctors and these trainers, because the coach and the player would be playing today. but they don't let us get involved in the equations. We save ourselves from ourselves.
So when Mike Babcock says day-to-day, what he's really thinking is 10 days.
Men.
And if it's 10 days, you're talking four or five games. Can Curtis McElhinney keep them afloat for four or five games? It's not going to be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy, but I didn't read into that. What I didn't like about the whole thing Saturday, and he poured some hot water or some cold water on it once he was asked. The Buffalo doctor took him out of the game. First of all, I didn't like that comment.
What the hell does that mean anyway? Does that mean a spotter?
I took either a
spotter. I've never heard that in my 20-something years involved in the NHL. The Buffalo doctor? Is that a spotter?
I guess it must be.
Because the Toronto Maple Leafs are, what, a billion-dollar organization,
We both know the Maple Leafs doctor. I used to work with him. I've never heard him go to the other team and say, that guy needs to. I don't even know what
he
the
hell. He wasn't
there.
Yeah, that
might. I'm just saying, I've never heard of the opposition doctor saying that guy needs to.
I hear you. You would think he would be in the building, though. You would think the Leafs would bring their doctor
exactly.
down.
That's the only thing that saved it is they came out after and said, our doctors were not on site. So you use the doctors provided, which is not a problem. That happens sometimes. It doesn't happen every time because I did some calling that night. I called a couple of organizations that I know and I said, do you guys travel with doctors? Absolutely. We have our own on staff. So I thought initially that comment was really weird, but then with context, it wasn't a problem because any doctor is a good doctor. He's not going to. I thought it was weird. You're going into the playoffs, like Toronto plays Montreal. Geez, Carey Price looks a little off. Better get him out of the net. I thought that was.
Right. Questioning the integrity of the doctor is.
You're not going to do that.
No, but Mike Babcock has been very cavalier with these situations all year. And I think it's become pretty clear he's not a big fan of doctors.
Yes,
like it's that easy.
He's not. Yeah.
I don't think he took issue with Freddie Anderson. Just like I don't think he took issue with Mitch Marner, took issue with Morgan Riley.
No.
I think what he has proven over the course of the year is he feels like doctors coddle the players and that he doesn't like, which would not be surprising, a guy of his stature, a guy with that kind of power, being powerless.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened on Saturday night. Mike Babcock had no vote.
Yeah,
he had
no
say. The doctor came in and said, I have the right to pull him. I'm pulling him.
Yep.
And Babcock, understandably, is probably sitting there saying, wait a minute, would our guy have had the same impression?
Right.
Why am I not allowed to be involved here? Why isn't Freddie allowed to be involved here?
Yeah.
But Mike Babcock clearly is not a big fan of the way doctors handle players and handle injuries.
Yeah.
But guess what, Mike? It's not your call.
No, it is. And
it's not the 1950s anymore.
And you're glad that. The only silver lining is I'm glad this isn't 2 days before the playoffs.
But it essentially is, though, Noodles. They're in the playoffs right now.
Yes.
Like, that has become clear.
It is.
And everyone dancing in the streets on Thursday and Friday last week.
Including ourselves on this show.
There was one guy in particular.
Oh, really? You weren't?
I didn't say they're definitely in. You said they were in. You said they were in. Am I wrong, Noodles?
I bought in too. I have to throw myself into the conversation because I said at that point when somebody says 87% in the playoffs, you're going, yeah, it's pretty darn tough.
How stupid are those calculations?
They are because they change daily anyway.
Exactly.
But Friday we had positive Friday, and why wouldn't we have positive Friday?
And it's one
Let's
game.
Not have miserable
Dude, I guaranteed
Monday.
They were in the playoffs. When I saw McElhinney on the TV in the net, I was staring at the screen like I was on a Tinder date that just didn't look anything like it was supposed to, and I almost passed out.
It was a really difficult scene to witness.
Now, Curtis McElhinney has played real good for the Maple Leafs.
Really well. Spot duty.
Exactly.
And I think Curtis McElhinney would be the first to admit he's up for the challenge tomorrow night.
Right.
In a candid moment, does he think he can win consistently?
10 games in a row?
I don't know. Because, Noodles, you say that all the time. There's a big. This is what separates the starters from the backups.
I just said it on SportsCenter. If you don't believe that Frederik Andersen is your MVP of the season for the Toronto Maple Leafs, then you haven't watched every game. This guy.
I know, and he's not my MVP.
Who is?
Auston Matthews.
So you can take Auston Matthews out of the lineup, and Nazem Kadri has scored 30 goals this year. You take Frederik Andersen out of the lineup, you've got Johnny Enroth, and you've got Curtis McIlhenny.
It's a perfect hypothetical.
And Auston Matthews scored 4 goals the first night, and they still lost the game. Remember that.
It's a perfect hypothetical. If you're
Why don't
asking
we make
me,
it a poll question?
We can make Whoa. It a poll question. If you could pick one guy to be in the lineup tomorrow night, Andersen or Matthews, who are you taking? I'm taking Andersen all night.
I take
with
the
all due respect to Auston Matthews. I'm taking the number one goaltender all night.
That's no slight on Auston Matthews. It's that, just the goaltending position is the most important.
It applies to every team in the
okay,
league.
Exactly. So who
Guess
would you
what?
Pick?
I'm taking
Patrick Kane or I'm Mark taking, Crawford.
Here, I'll give you an answer right now.
Corey Crawford.
I'm taking
Chicago.
I'm taking Cam Talbot over Connor McDavid. I'm right. absolutely taking
because,
Cam Talbot
okay,
over Connor McDavid.
Okay, now you're just being stupid.
I am.
No, you're being
I am.
On Twitter just to argue.
No,
I am.
Not. No, listen.
I am. My ass
ask,
you are.
No, but I ask am. An Edmonton Oilers fan if Connor McDavid tweaks something tomorrow and Cam Talbot tweaks something tomorrow, how are your playoff hopes? Because you've got Laurent Brossoit or RNH, mm-hmm. which is a drop-off.
Put Draisaitl in the middle.
Draisaitl. There is some depth. That's my point. The depth to these this is all we've been talking about with the Toronto Maple Leafs, the depth of the up front. So Auston Matthews is the lead dog. He's the guy. I get it, and I respect that. But there are other players that can slide into that role.
It's the worst injury at the worst time. And that's just
a fact. I'm grossed out about it.
It's the worst injury at the worst time. Is Freddie Andersen, and this is again why I'm skeptical of what was going down at MasterCard today, where they're trying to be positive. I think they're trying to control the storm. They're trying to control the mood throughout the fan base.
Right.
But if Freddie Andersen was truly day-to-day, in the actual definition of what that term means, they wouldn't announce today that he's not playing tomorrow. Well, because if you're day-to-day, you can wake up tomorrow and say, I'm 100%, let's go.
Yeah.
But they announced today. Now, I guess that is subject to change.
Right.
But it sounds like Curtis McIlhenny is going tomorrow night.
If I'm the Toronto Maple Leafs, I'm the exact opposite of your thought process. Even if he says he's okay to play tomorrow, he's not. You have to think about the long term. And this is the next 2 weeks of this organization and hopefully a lot longer into that, is if he's 90%, this isn't something you mess around with. This isn't something where a player's got a tweak. If it's a jaw or a concussion, who knows?
That's the problem. No one knows what the actual
injury
is.
And you're not going to get – I know there's scoops out there and stuff. I get it, and I think there are very legit sources. But a concussion or an injury of this ilk isn't something that you can play at 90%. You got to make sure this guy is 110%.
I agree with you, Noodles. And a player safety, specifically with brain injuries, you know where I stand on that. You treat them – completely differently right. than every other injury.
Correct.
You can play through a bad knee, play through a bad shoulder.
That's
it may not be ideal, but when it comes to if it is a brain injury or anything of that ilk, then you have to be overly cautious. And I'm on board with that. And Leaf fans, all of us included, we've got to just deal with it. And you got to bank on McIlhenny and potentially Sparks if he has to play. And isn't that ironic? This time last year, Garrett Sparks was playing so that they would lose to complete the tank. This year, if he plays, they need him to win to get into the playoffs. The difference of 12 months.
Garrett Sparks is not in the equation. If
Noodles,
he's in the equation, it's not good.
If Andersen can't play right. over the next 2 weeks,
right.
which I don't think is out of the realm of possibility, because you never know with these kind of injuries.
He's playing sometime.
If McIlhenny's not playing 6 times in 9 nights.
He's going to have to.
You would rather him play 6 times in 9 nights than give Sparks one of those games.
That's his job. That's a backup's job. Ask Mike Condon, who played 26 games in a row for the Ottawa Senators. Why would Curtis McIlhenny not be able to do that? Are they worried about his health? Are they worried about making sure that he's rested mentally? Ottawa wasn't. And I know it is a little bit of a misnomer because Hammond started one of those games but got injured and Condon had to come in. But Mike Condon played 26 games in a row for the Ottawa Senators. Your backup, your job is to give short-term starter minutes when your starter can't go. This is on Curtis McIlhenny. This is his job. This is what he gets paid to do. I've been in I don't even say unfortunately. This is what my job was, my whole, this was my career.
Well, it is very leafy that they're relying on a guy they claimed off waivers to get them into the playoffs, but they need him.
But he's done a good job.
He's done a very good job.
This is the one thing. The other night, if you're going to blame the other night's loss on him, then...
No, they were awful. They didn't play well.
Let's look at the first goal against him. The only guy that caused that goal was Marchenko. Get the hell out of the way. That one-timer was a slap shot from the point with no screen other than your own defenseman in the slot. So McElhinney doesn't even see it until it comes by his ass. And that's a defenseman's problem. That's not the goaltender's problem. The Eichel one-timer on the other side, that's a bomb. That's a great shot. And then Zaitsev doesn't clear the lane. That's another screen on the Eichel short side shot. So if you had a problem with McElhinney's play, which I saw a lot of people on Twitter did, go back and actually with
non-partisan eyes. I hear you, Noodles, but it's natural for people to be a bit nervous. I mean, that
be nervous because you're going it is to a be, drop-off
it
from
is.
Frederik Andersen.
Exactly. And you got to hope that Freddie gets back sooner rather than later. But again, I do... It concerns me the day-to-day, just based on the history and based on what Babcock has said in the past. Day-to-day to him usually means 10 days.
Well, you're right. And
if that is the case, because it was with Marner, it was with Riley, that's 5-6 games.
Right.
And if that's the case...
You're going to need Curtis McElhinney to stand on his
head. He's got to play well.
And the team has to play well for him and not lose confidence. But the one thing that is the truth out of all of this... There is a drop-off in talent between the starter and the backup.
Man, Freddie, it's all a joke, and tomorrow morning he's morning skate. He's like, I'm good to go.
That would be great. That would be exceptional.
But even if he's good to go Thursday, because
exactly.
I would have started McElhinney, or you probably wouldn't, but I would be fine starting him tomorrow. Florida has not been great, even though they won last game. But this is their third game in four nights.
You're at home.
You're fine starting Curtis McElhinney. He started against New Jersey the other day and got a win.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. But
Thursday and into the weekend, that's
where my head is at with him. If you told me he was going to get two of the final eight games, I'd say I could understand that. I can make sense of it, and I feel okay with it. It's once you go beyond that because, again, they're still in a fine position. They're still into a playoff spot. But now Boston's only a point behind them. The Islanders are only a couple behind them. Tampa's four back, but Tampa plays tonight. The Islanders play tonight.
Yeah.
If they both win, you could be in a situation, again, by tomorrow night.
Some nerves.
Where you're nervous.
There's some nerves.
You're nervous.
And the hell did Carolina come from?
Well, Carolina's on fire, though. The hottest team in the East. But this is a week where they've got Florida at home, at Nashville, at Detroit, then at Buffalo before they come home for those final four games, which are not going to be easy. They need 5 or 6 points out of these next four games. They have to.
Yeah.
You got to get to 90 or 91 points going into the final four games against Washington, Tampa, Pittsburgh, Columbus.
Oof.
But you got to be there. Oh.
Like, I know
you
that,
have
but
to be at 90, 91 points.
Saying those four teams makes me sick to my stomach.
But that's what I'm saying. Like if you
remember that West Coast trip where I was like, "No, nada, hate it. Too good. Teams are too good." Ugh.
But that's what I'm saying. But if they drop 2 or 3 of these next four games, then you're going into those final four, and you're like, you got to maybe win all of them.
You got to win two or three.
Imagine having to win all four games. Like, the chances would be very slim. Now,
it would be slim, but
you're also presuming all the other
Monday.
Teams around them are winning,
exactly.
And that's not likely
and
to
let's
happen
not,
either.
Let's not paint this the dreariest of pictures. This is the one thing that the beauty of this market and the beauty of our show and the beauty of going through this process is things change daily.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, we did the Samba. We started the show with the Samba.
Well, you and O were doing the Samba.
Yes. No, I don't think I had
the
anything
cha-cha.
To do with
the cha-cha.
Nobody, I never even knew about it until I got to the studio and Steph said, you guys are coming in with that music.
Right.
Okay. I didn't realize it, but the Monday, we don't need
it's all
some
good.
Sort of...
It's
we don't
all
circle
good.
Back and put
What's
a bow on it.
What's the wrestler, the Paul Bearer? We don't need the Paul Bearer music.
Yeah, it's
here.
Not Paul Bearer. Freddie Anderson.
Curtis McElhinney. To put a bow on it, let's play an old school game.
Yes.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
Level of concern.
2 6 of Tito's.
two six of Tito's.
That's just a warm up for some people.
It's like 18 doubles.
I'll go with 2 6 of Tito's.
You guys are that high in the chain. No. Right?
Listen, because of all the elements going around, I'm a nervous guy.
Maybe with two pints at the front end of it.
Wow, that's a lot of concern.
Okay, how about a Mickey of Tito's? So that's 13
ounces.
No, I'm
a 2.6 of Tito's.
I'm not that high, man. I can't be. I mean, let's be honest. Before the Buffalo game, they had played really, really
and
well.
And they played very well.
And so they've responded.
Dude,
the Leafs have responded really well.
It doesn't matter what
really
they were doing beforehand.
No, but you have to use the material that is in front of you to try and prognosticate how they're going to respond. After the California trip, they got on fire. After the Florida game, 4-0-1. Saturday, again, was an embarrassing night. Like Eichel, it was the Eichel show, and it was a big game, and the Leafs didn't perform well. I expect them to bounce back, so I'm not. I'm on.
The one thing
I'm on beers.
Six pack of beer.
You know what? I'll tell you what I'm on. I'm on Old Tomorrow beer.
How many of those?
A six pack of Old Tomorrow beer.
Six pack of Old Tomorrow beer?
That's the beer that.
We are tied to, and
we're
we
tied
love.
To it. Should
okay.
we? Actually, maybe we should get to our Couching to 10K update. Considering we're coming off a weekend, we're going to do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all the way up until the race.
Okay.
You guys want to hit it?
Yes.
Yeah. A myth began to grow about my speed.
I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
I need a miracle.
Run, Forrest, run!
Get set.
From Couching to 10K, brought to you by Old Tomorrow Beer.
Yes, Couching to 10K is brought to you by Old Tomorrow Beer. Just like Canada, Old Tomorrow Canadian Pale Ale is feisty, but very polite. You're awesome, Canada. So is our beer. I like that.
Wow, does that fire me up to
I'm going to be so thirsty after that 10K, and our friends are going to be right there with us.
I'll be there.
We'll be there. Any updates from the weekend? You guys get after it this
I ran
weekend?
Every day.
Good man, Noodle. See, it's going to be clockwork for you.
It's not going to be clockwork because I'm going to make sure that we're going to have a good time. It'll be fun. So
I took Saturday, Sunday off. Back at it today.
I walked to the park yesterday.
Ooh,
that's it?
It was good. Saturday, I can't remember if I went on the elliptical on Saturday.
What about today?
Today, it was really bad.
You saw his tweet?
It was
a bad scene.
Honestly incredible. He tweeted out, should I go for a jog? And I was actually laying on the couch contemplating if I should be doing the same thing. And I voted nap, and I shut the mill for like 20 minutes.
How gross are my followers? 60% said nap.
Supporting
you to just shut the mill.
Sloth lifestyles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad today. And I got chirped because, I don't know, I was doing stuff around the house today, and Steph called, and I happened to still be in my robe.
Oh, yeah?
And she apparently hates men in robes, because then she launched into a rant about how she hates how you wear a robe.
I wear
the time.
A robe the minute that I walk into the house. I'm Hugh Hefner.
Like, I'm a robe
guy. I always strip down, and I wear a robe constantly.
I love
gear underneath?
No, I wear underwear. I'm not, like, you lean over. You don't need your ass
cracking. I would
go
no gear. Just like a Scotsman.
It's a kilt.
That's a
kilt. Yeah, I know, but they go no gear underneath.
I always wear speaking. Underwear, but I wear a robe, and it's a little bit weathered. Let's just say that. Like, it needs to be a good cleaning.
I just broke out a new robe, and I feel great in this bad boy. But Steph apparently is, like, actually repulsed by men in general
hates,
in robes,
she
and she really
robe.
Hates your robe a lot. So anyway, I'm going to get after it tonight. I'm going to watch the Raptors game, hit the elliptical for a while.
No, that's
not.
Good.
No,
you're not.
You're not.
I would
you're
bet
tired after work. You're not going to do it tonight.
I would bet a lot.
That you're
beer
not doing.
Or money
that I don't
that
do anything tonight.
Don't do nothing tonight. But
all right.
What's our poll question today? What are we figuring out?
We got
out?
A couple of poll questions today.
And
I
our
think.
Boys are here.
Yeah, the boys from Colt Hockey are here. So we're going to give them shout outs.
I'm
we're going to get to our
that
poll
stick.
Question.
That,
those sticks are awesome.
They're money.
I generally pick one up that I'm not familiar with, and I'll be like, not sure about that. I grab that thing and I'm like, that's bar down for fun.
The curve is like right up my alley.
That the nose picker curve.
It is.
Yes.
That's OV illegal. Like, that is.
Who cares, man? You can snipe 50 in
that's
your sleep
one where
with
you
that
are,
stick.
You are at the top of the crease and you can go bar down
yes.
because it is such a wedge.
We'll get to our poll question. I've got a couple of options, so I want to throw it out to you guys.
Yeah.
One of them pertains to the big news in the NFL today, that the Oakland Raiders are moving to Las Vegas.
That guy's hair is ridiculous.
Mark Davis has the worst salad in North America. It is the worst hair, and it's not even disputable. The worst hair.
You tried telling me he flies to some barber.
Let me read this, okay?
No, it's not anything.
I'm telling you, If you're on Twitter, you've seen the pictures of this guy's hair. It's outrageous the way he looked today.
I think he does it as a joke.
This is what somebody posted on Twitter. Pete Blackburn tweeted that regarding the bowl cut, someone wrote that Davis travels more than 400 miles from his home in Northern California to Palm Springs just to get it cut at the same barber. This guy travels across the country to get his hair cut to look like that.
Well, who's cutting it? His nana? Someone that's 99 blind. Years old?
Anyway.
It's terrible.
Wendell Clark is going to join us. We'll ask him if it was an emotional night seeing Matthews tie his record.
I wouldn't have liked it.
I wouldn't either.
No?
Like, the 72 Miami Dolphins, they just come out, they're totally honest. They're like, I don't want anyone to beat a record. I don't want anyone to have a perfect season. But they root against perfection.
But Wendell's the type of guy who actually wants Austin Matthews to break it.
I'm hoping Wendell comes on and says, I got to be honest, I was hoping he'd hit 33 and then stop. I don't think he's going to say that.
No.
But we'll catch up with Wendell, get his thoughts on that, get to our poll question brought to you by Colt Hockey. Yes.
We got to give a big shout-out to one of our biggest fans, Casey Brown. He's in a Kingston hospital right now. He got in an accident Saturday night. Overdrive fan, and we're thinking about
thinking
it.
About you. Yep.
Shout-out to Casey. Grit Grinder later in the hour. Wendell's coming up. Ray Ferraro as well later in the afternoon. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN Go app. Grit Grinder later in the hour. Ray will join us just after 5 p.m. Raptors in action tonight at home against Orlando. The Raps clinched over the weekend. They're chasing Washington for that 3 seed in the East. We'll catch up with our main man, Jack Armstrong, beard and all, in the 6 p.m. hour.
God, does he look studly in a beard.
I love the beard.
He had it rocking last night.
Yep, he's been on fire with March Madness coverage.
Speaking of our next guest, I was having breakfast on Sunday morning with my daughters, and the table next to me was giving his son like a kind of a history of the Leafs, and he's like, one of their best players ever, Wendell Clark, he hit a guy from behind the net in St. Louis, and I looked up and I go, the guy's name was Bruce Bell. He never played again. He goes, that's the guy.
Why would you be telling your kid about Bruce Bell just getting destroyed by Wendell?
When I was paying, he YouTubed it and showed his kid the hit, and the kid just went, oh.
The hardest hit
in the history of the NHL. All right, let's bring him in here. Leaf great, one of our favorites, Wendell Clark. How you doing, Wendell?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oh, just reminiscing from when you almost destroyed Bruce Bell in St. Louis.
Yeah. Did that guy ever play again?
A little bit. Bruce played a little bit, I think, a little bit after. I may have had an interview at today's game.
Oh, is that right? There might be a league email coming out at some point about that hit. You're the perfect guy to talk to on so many different levels. Saturday night was historic, obviously, because Austin Matthews hit number 34, and that ties your rookie record. What was your reaction? Any bitterness that the record has been matched at this point?
No. Heck, I hope he gets 40, because that means if he's going to get 40, then we have a good chance of making the playoffs. So we want him to keep going, and it's something that when all our rookies, Austin, who's doing, and all the guys, it's fun for us old Leafs to watch. It's fun being around the building, so it's all good.
Well, I think that's the positive attitude. But I know I've talked to former athletes that come out and they're just straight shooters. They're like, yeah. I don't want my record to be touched. I don't want anyone to even come close. There must be a lot of pride that comes with holding a record like that for over 30 years. It really is an incredible team record.
No, it was neat. It's still only in the 30s, but that's it was neat. But records are all meant to be broken. And being a former player and a fan of the team, you want the guys to do well, because it's a lot more fun when we're winning. And guys got to be breaking records if we're going to be doing well.
At what point in the season did you think Matthews had a chance at catching your record?
Second period of game one.
I don't think you're alone in that.
No, it's a good one, and you're going to have your ups and downs as goal scorers go. You're not going to score all the time, so it always winds down, and you go for a run when you're hot and the goals go in, and then you go for a while and you don't. And I think the positive thing with Austin and how they're coaching him is that they're teaching him the full game. He's getting to play in both ends of the rink in key situations, and and not so much the goal scoring record, but they're teaching him how to play so he can play for a long time. He's going to be a big man down the middle for a long time.
It's pretty impressive, Clarkie. Not only Austin Matthews, but there's William Nylander, Mitch Marner, Connor Brown. I mean, it seems to be that there's a long time past here where we're like, when are some of these guys going to pan out? For all of them to be doing it in the same year is pretty impressive to watch, isn't it?
No, it's and that's the big thing of why we've done well. It's probably not so much necessarily our big 1-2 guys that everybody talks about. It's the depth of young guys all at the same time with Connor Brown coming in there. When you start getting late draft picks that weren't your first overall or top five pick, and those guys in the second, third, fourth, fifth round make it early on, that really helps your depth. That's, you know, it's kind of what happened in the Islanders when they had the draft and then became good. The Oilers, when they became good, you look at the list of where a lot of those guys are drafted. It really helps your team so they're all the same age at the same time doing well.
We're chatting with Maple Leaf legend Wendell Clark here on Overdrive, TSN 1050, and on the TSN Go app. I don't know this as a fact, but I would guess you also hold the record for rookies in terms of goals combined with fights, and that will not be touched this year because Matthews has not fought yet. How many fights did you have in your rookie year?
Between 30 and 35. I think it was 32, but it was, see, he didn't spend any time sitting by himself on the other side of the rink.
No kidding. So 34 goals and 32 fights. That would have been fun, I would think.
Well, there's many nights in the 80s we were down two or three early.
Right. Yeah.
So it was more fun sitting by yourself on the other side.
No kidding. And I don't think any of the rookies have any fights, at least not the four you just mentioned, though. Not Brown, Marner, Nylander, Matthews. And I guess no one wants them to fight, right? It's a totally different game now.
Well, A, the game's different. And also when you're winning, like I've always talked about, it's easier being a tough guy in a winning team than a tough guy in a losing team. When you're the tough guy in the losing team, you're always changing the tempo of the game. You're down a couple. You need to change the building, the team, get somebody going. But if you're always up a couple, the coach is looking at you going, you're not going to start something. Everything's going well right now, so just stay calm. So that's, you know, so you always wanted to be a tough guy in a winning team. You didn't have to do it as much.
With Wendell Clark, obviously the big story right now is the status of Freddie Anderson, and it doesn't sound like he'll play tomorrow, and currently he's listed as day-to-day. We play a game called Level of Concern on this show. What's your level of concern in terms of Freddie Anderson and the injury news right now?
Well, I don't know any more than you guys. Hopefully they're just being really cautious, but I think we got a great backup that can step in and play, and that's why I think I want to be positive. Freddie's probably the main reason where we're at right now. As well as the young kids have all done and everybody's played well, he's been the difference in why we're sitting where we're at. You don't have goaltending, you're not anywhere. It doesn't matter the type of team you are. So give Freddie the good rest so he's ready to go when we need him, and hopefully it's on the shorter end of the day-to-day.
I think you're probably preaching to the choir on that. I don't think there's any doubt. What's the difference in terms of the mood in the room, the starter suffering an injury compared to any other player?
Well, it probably doesn't change the mood of the room until it becomes a long-term injury. I think short-term, everybody goes out and it's all the same, and that's where your momentum of playing well and the closeness of your team takes over and gets you through a lot of situations, and your backup comes in for a short time and does well. It's when the injury turns longer that people start in-house start doing more thinking than they should.
Well, we'll see how it plays out tomorrow night and beyond. It's going to be a really fun and entertaining 2 weeks regardless, and hopefully more than that. Always appreciate you doing this for us, Wendell, and we'll catch up again down the road.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There's Wendell Clark, number 17, up in the rafters down at the ACC.
34 goals and 32 fights.
I couldn't believe when, like, he stumbled first and he said, and I'm like, he couldn't have meant 30. Like, tell me he had 30-plus fights. Wow. 32 fights.
Well, you heard our friend Kelly Chase talk about their summers. Like, he grew up with the Clark boys, and there was a town close to them that they would go and get into a rivalry with. Like, that was just a walk in the park. Like, yeah, 34, 32, yeah, about the same.
Imagine scoring 34 goals and also having 32 fights.
And by the way, he wasn't fighting some pigeons.
No.
He was fighting.
Like Probert and Chaser, like the heavyweights.
McSorley.
Yeah.
I played with Wendell. And I think I've told you guys this before. We got rinsed in L.A. This is when Wendell was on the island with us and Mike Milbury was coaching us. And Gretzky put a clinic on. I think he got about 6 assists one night. It was an awful night. And Wendell fought Marty McSorley twice that night. And they were two of the greatest fights I've ever seen.
By the way, one of my fights is on hockeyfights.com.
Really?
If you go to Sheldon Surrey's fights.
Oh, yeah. Well, that may not have been.
Do you have hockeyfights.com?
Yes. I don't know. Do you want to put it out there? Because I don't think that went very well for you.
No, it didn't. But go to Sheldon Surrey, and I'm on his fight card. I want to see it.
I'll check it out.
Because I've never seen it.
I'm looking up some of Wendell's fights back in his rookie year.
There was no defense in those either.
No. Brad McCrimmon, he fought.
The beast.
Ed Beers.
Eddie Beers?
Eddie Beers.
Eddie Beers.
That's a great name. We've got to dig up some old hockey names.
Reed Larson, Terry Johnson, Garth Butcher, he had a tilt with.
You know what's a great
Bobby Rouse?
Name? Bobby Rouse, too. Oh, Brian Scrudlin. That's a great hockey
name. Yep.
Eddie Beers. I forgot about Eddie Beers.
Johnny Barrett. Kelly Miller.
There's some.
Troy Lonnie.
Loney.
Troy Loney. Troy Loney. Troy on the island. Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
He had some heavyweight tilts. 34 goals in 32 fights.
Yes.
Wendell, you wonder why people just loved him at a level that is almost unprecedented. Imagine a guy coming in his rookie year, scoring 34 and having 32 fights.
No wonder
is Wendell getting a
statue.
He's getting a statue, isn't he?
He better. I don't.
Yeah,
think
that's
he is.
They just announced he was in the last crop. Right. Yeah, he was in the most recent crop. He's
still
going up.
Still bugs me that Dougie doesn't have a statue.
I know. Wendell's up, but Gilmore's not.
Anyhow,
we have a poll question up on Overdrive, brought to you by our friends at Cold Hockey.
They are our friends.
We just met with two of them. They brought in a stick. They brought in toques. Mike and Chase from Cold Hockey. And Overdrive's poll question is brought to you by Cold Hockey. Reinvent your game with the stick that will last 3 times longer than your regular composite. Cold Hockey, designed by hockey players for hockey players. Visit the website coldhockey.com. And we're asking, hypothetically, if you could pick only one player to be in the Maple Leaf lineup tomorrow night, who would you take, Freddie Anderson or Austin Matthews? Early into the voting process, 61% saying Freddie.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, we'll keep updating that throughout the afternoon. We'll catch up with Ray. We'll get his take on that. Hit the Grit Grinder next.
And now it's time for the 40-30 low center of gravity grit player of the game.
I'm a professional grinder.
We do have a little grit and grind when we reach in our pants and pull it out.
I'm going to go with Montana from the Bridge.
Oh, yeah?
Future Mrs. Giannotti.
Wow.
Do we get an invite to that one? No.
I can't see it happening.
No.
No.
Not happening.
Could be during an intermission, though, of a Leaf game. We may be there.
If he went down on one knee in Buffalo at the rink the other night.
That might have happened. It happened Saturday night.
Jumbotron.
That was Joe from the Bridge?
Did the Bridge do it at the game in Buffalo? We got to look into that.
What if she said
bridge.
No? Has anybody
Baby
ever said
doll
no?
Would never say
oh, yeah,
no.
It's happened before.
Like on a Jumbotron?
Absolutely it has.
Wow. Yeah. Well, congrats to him. We love him.
Yeah, and, shout out to Joe in Montana from the Bridge.
My grit grinder is Jonathan Bernier. He just continues to light up.
It's amazing. The Leafs could use Jonathan Bernier tomorrow night.
He's
on fire.
He's on fire right now.
And he's going to get paid at the end of the year. He's going somewhere.
Well, he's making $4 million. So how much he's going to get another contract.
He's going to get another contract.
For sure.
At the very
for
least.
Sure.
Wendell Clark, retroactive grit grinder. The guy comes on the show and goes, yeah, I scored 34 my rookie year and had 32 fights.
Yeah.
34 and 32. 66 combined. That's got to be a rookie record league-wide. There's no way that's been touched. No chance. Ray Ferraro coming up. We'll get back into the Freddie Anderson news. The Raptors clinching over the weekend. They're in action tonight. You can watch that game on TSN and some Jays news and notes as well. We'll touch on that. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app.